Anyway, Jane DeBerkey here with us this morning, and Megan Orr.
Counts.
Megan Counts.
Yes. It's all good.
It is.
Here with us this morning from the Marshall County Resiliency Center. How's it going?
It is going great. How are you?
Doing good.
We appreciate you having us on this morning. We're pretty excited.
Yes, we are.
Well, what's happening?
We've got the Nehemiah Project coming up on April the 20th. The Merriman House, this is our third year.
Yes, third annual. We're very excited this year.
And our lineup is just so incredible. We just can't quit talking about it. But it is April the 20th, 8:30 a.m.
Yes, to 5 p.m. In the evening. And we've got kind of two sections. We've got like a morning that's geared toward more church members and church leaders. And then the afternoon session is geared toward more social services, hospitals, law enforcement, anybody who's client facing.
Yes. Okay. But we want you to stay all day if you can, obviously. But it is kind of split up more towards our faith community in the mornings and then our victim services in the afternoon. But I want to say it's free this year.
Yes. For the first time.
Yes.
So that's so excited.
That's one of the best things about it is that it is free. Well, and good. So we have moved locations, though. We're at the Paducah Convention Center.
Yes, the Paducah Convention and Expo Center.
It's easy to find, though.
It is.
Yes, it is. It is very easy to
find. Right on the riverfront next to the Holiday Inn.
And again, the date for that?
April the 20th. Yeah, it's on a Saturday this year. And it is an all-day conference. We've got lunch for everybody. So we do ask that you register, even though it's free, because we are capping the numbers at 200, and we are almost there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is wonderful, but we want everyone to be able to come. And we want to feed you as well.
Yes.
So if you don't sign up, we're not going to know to feed you.
And if you signed up, you're not able to come, let them know so they can
we're
get that
hunt
to someone
you
else.
Down. Yeah. No, we understand, but yes, we want you to come. It's quite a day. I'll share a little bit about the morning time, and then I'll let Megan
and tell us about the Merriman House for anyone listening.
Yes, so the Merriman House Domestic Crisis Center is this region's certified domestic violence program. We provide free support and services to men, women, and children, and so we are here to stand in the gap for those who are survivors of domestic violence. And of course, the Merriman House owns and operates the Marshall County Resiliency Center here in Benton as well, where we provide free support and services to any victim of any crime, primary or secondary. So,
and Merriman House has been there for as long as I can remember. Does great work.
Yes, yeah, since about 1978.
Okay.
Over 40 years now.
Thank you, Merriman Camp. Yes.
And you wish it was not needed.
Of course.
We do.
Yeah. But unfortunately, that's not the case. So
I know. And until that's not the case, we will be around here to help those who need us.
That's right. So our morning time, Chris, as we discussed earlier, gearing towards the faith community, our morning time is going to be kicking off with Autumn Miles. She's an author, a podcaster, a teacher, a domestic violence survivor herself. And so she is passionate about sharing her story as well as how churches can provide support to domestic violence survivors. And so we're very excited about her coming on board. And then after her, we're going to be having Neil Shorey. Neil was the pastor for Stacy Peterson. And I'm sure our listening audience can remember the Stacy and Drew Peterson case back from 2007. It was riveting. It was national news. And so, matter of fact, Dateline, just recently, about a month ago, had an update on that Drew Peterson case.
Right.
And Neil was on that show. Neil was Stacy's pastor. And she had talked with him. Is it about a month, maybe, Megan, before she turned up missing,
yes.
when she's still missing, and shared with him the details of her abusive relationship with Drew, as well as the fact that he had murdered his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, Neil, he was a pastor, he was educated, but he just wasn't sure how to handle that situation and even ask her, what would you like for me to do? And Stacy was uncertain with what she wanted him to do. She just wanted to share with him.
Mm.
But he has made it his mission since then to understand domestic violence, to understand the cycles of domestic violence, and then to share what he has learned with others, where the churches can stand in the gap for those who are survivors and how they can support those survivors of domestic violence. So two dynamic speakers. And then we'll have a panel at lunch. So folks can ask questions, and then I'll let Megan share about the afternoon session.
Yes. And so I don't know if you got, if you remember Gabby Petito, and she went missing, and her boyfriend.
They 2021,
found
it. I think.
Yeah, it was very recent. So her father, Joe Petito, is actually going to be one of our speakers in the afternoon session, and talking about, you know, Gabby's story and and his point of view from that. We'll also have Kathy Phillips from the Kentucky Attorney General's office, and Christy Schwetman, who is a local here in Paducah. She works for both Baptist Health and Mercy Health, but she's a SANE nurse, and so they're going to be talking about strangulation and, you know, how to help survivors when they come into emergency rooms or doctor's offices, anything like that. And then we transition to Mark Wynn, who is an international trainer and a retired lieutenant. And so he's going to be talking about dual aggressors. And so, like, what to do when law enforcement is faced with two people who are saying that they are victims of domestic violence, because, you know, that happens so often. And so that's going to be his. And so the whole afternoon is just really going to be packed full of how to help those people who are in front of you.
Truly.
Because it is, as you mentioned, the both sides saying that, and it's such a confusing, it would be hard for law enforcement, so that's good.
Absolutely. And and Mark is a domestic violence survivor as well. And so he has quite, you know, and also just being in law enforcement himself, he knows that domestic violence calls are the most dangerous calls that our police officers go on. And then when you've got a situation like that, just how to handle that. And then coupling that with Kathy Phillips as a prosecutor of domestic violence, just understanding how to better prosecute those cases as well. So I hope for any law enforcement that's out there listening, you know, attorneys, judges, we welcome you to come on April the 20th just to learn from these sensational people who desire to educate others about their knowledge on domestic violence.
And especially, too, with social media, there's new ways to go after
absolutely
people, and you hate to see someone being bullied or taunted or being followed. You know, it's
technology abuse is real.
It is, and
it's something we talk about in the cycle of domestic violence.
And one thing to mention too is we are working on getting CEUs, continuing education credits for law enforcement, medical, social work, psychology. So that is something that will probably at least have some to benefit those as well.
That's good.
At this wonderfully free training that
that's
we
right.
have.
It's April 20th, and any spots left for anybody? Or
I think we've got about 20 spots.
So we're almost full, but not quite there. So please hop on our Facebook page, the Merriman House Facebook page, and you can. There's a link there for you to go to be able to get tickets.
We've got that event linked up, and so you'll be able to take an in-depth look at all the speakers that we have. If you're curious about more of their backgrounds and what they're going to talk about, we've got the whole speaker lineup and also a list of our wonderful sponsors this year. Thanks to Baptist Health Paducah for being able to help us and bring this conference for you guys for free.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So thankful for them, as well as others who stepped up to be able to provide support for us. So
it sounds like a great event.
It is.
You got some headliner speakers too.
Yeah, we're very excited about our speakers this year. Not that we weren't excited the past 2 years. We're just so excited that this third year we have such big names that we can bring to really just give the knowledge about domestic violence and how we can all just come together and help everyone else.
And just knowing, just if you have a friend that may be going through that, just knowing how to recognize it and what questions you can ask them, because they're not going out saying I'm being
I think that's
abused.
One of the main questions that I get is, how do I help my friend? How do I help my loved ones? What do I say? And so those are very common questions. Yeah. And so I just encourage them to have a listening ear, to be supportive, to be encouraging, and just to share our number with them. You don't have to be an expert. Just know the Merriman House is here to be that expert for you.
Yeah, and our services are available 24/7, 365 days a year. So it doesn't matter where you're at, you're going to be able to get in touch with a local person who can help answer those questions. So even if you're not the person who is needing the assistance, you can call our number 24 hours a day and ask, what can I do? What should I do? Yeah. How can I help?
Yeah. And 45% of Kentucky women, a third of Kentucky men, are affected by domestic violence. So you may be thinking, this isn't really for me, but it is. If you're listening today, this conference is for you. You may not be a victim service provider. You may not even be actively involved in your church. But I promise you, this conference, you can learn from, and we would welcome you.
Yeah. Yes. Well, just children that live through it, that see it happening, you know.
Absolutely.
They're impacted by it.
Yes.
Well, Jana, thank you so much. And Megan, thank you.
You are so welcome. Thanks for having us.
And the Resiliency Center on the Square, give us a quick 1 minute on that one too, Jana.
Oh, goodness. I'm so proud of the Resiliency Center. We are the only Resiliency Center in the state of Kentucky. And so our heart, our desire is just to come alongside survivors, however that looks. Just to provide free support and services, whether that be one-on-one case management, housing referrals, mental health therapy, whatever the case may be. We also, the space can be used just for other community events that may be going on. We have meetings there. The Marshall County Ladies Art Guild uses our space quite often just for their little ladies group. The Benton Advisory Board meets there. We do team building activities there. We have Caring for You Counseling that is there on Mondays to provide therapy services to the folks in the Marshall County community. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. We have advocates that meet one-on-one with clients there. And so if you're thinking like, gosh, I'd like to know more about the Resiliency Center, I'll just encourage you to give me a call. I'd love to give you a tour to share more with you just to see where you might fit in that space.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and that number is 270-252-REST. So you can give Jana a call anytime and she'll get back with you. We love sharing what we can do to help anybody who's been any victim of any crime. And that list is so extensive. I didn't know coming into this position what that really entailed. But, you know, any trauma that you've experienced as a child can, and you're an adult now, that can carry through as a victim of crime. And we have those free services to support and kind of lift people up.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you all so much. Yes. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right. Well, again, that's 252-REST. So call the Resiliency Center with any questions you may have, and they'll be glad to help you any way that you need. And again, Jane Barkey and Megan Counts visiting with us this morning, and the event at the Merriman House will be at the Convention Center. That will be April 20th, starts at 8:30, and should be a great day.
Yeah. Hop on our Facebook page. Yeah. Tons of information.
The Merriman House Facebook page.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, join us today for Cardinal Baseball, 11:20 pregame. First pitch at 12:15, Cards and Phillies, right here on WCBL. Greg, we will send it back to you.